I'm gonna be doing my class prep 2 on Madman's Diary by Lu Xun, and I'm gonna be talking about his context in relating to how it relates to the Madman's Diary. So a little background on Lu Xun: he was born in 1881, and he lived till 1936. And he came from a long heritage of writers, scholars, and just educated people. And with that, that's how he came to be a writer. So he was born in an era where the government of China was transitioning from the emperor rule to a government rule. And what happened is that in 1911, the emperor was overthrown and they established the new form of government from 1913 to 1928. And this was called the Beiyang government. And in this time, the internal struggles and conflict, as well as civil war, happened rapidly in different areas of China because everyone wanted to gain power in the time after the emperor was overthrown. And he wrote pieces in this time that criticized the government, exposing how the system does not work for the people and how it was corrupt, and that in A Madman's Diary, that's what it was emphasized, that the idea that people are going crazy and that people descend into madness compared to what's going on around them. Because in The Madman's Diary, I believe that they are speaking in the way where one person is filled with paranoia, looking out from just this vision of the world. And the vision of the world is coded with his paranoia. And that basically had to do what he was writing at the time because of all the war and the civil war that was going on and the unstableness of the time. Also, some of the more achievements and influence by him is that he was regarded as a writer where his pen was a javelin because of how he could pinpoint the darkness of the government to the people. So what happened is that since he is so educated and different from the people at the time, because not everyone was educated, he was able to communicate to other scholars through writing that was subtle and also symbolic. Excuse me. And with the symbolism, his writing was able to reach the others and people that supported the Chinese, the communists, and the Cultural Revolution. So his pieces was actually used also in the way of propaganda for the Communist Party of China.